I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back. Get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Here we are at Jimmy Jack.
Yeah, I'm over here, headbutting the microphone, all kind of stuff.
Is that what that was?
I leaned forward like I forgot I had a ball cap on. Just headbutted the hell out of it.
Is that why you giggled?
Yeah.
I thought you were laughing at me. Because in this studio that we record this podcast in. It's not our usual morning podcast, morning radio show.
This
studio.
Is a closet without windows.
But we get it dark in here. Well, we just did a Zoom call, and the lights are still up.
That Zoom call was fun.
And I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, listening to this jazz music playing in the background, and I have my eyes closed, staring up at this bright studio light, and I'm like, man, this is like trippy right now.
It's nice. I find it kind of pleasant.
That's what I'm saying. I could take me a nap.
Yeah, I wanted to turn the lights down, but I was afraid we'd go to sleep during the Zoom call. It was a meeting, like a work meeting.
Awesome. Turn up the lights in here, Jimmy.
So we can stay awake.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it was deja vu with that meeting.
Yeah, it was.
Felt like we've had that one four times.
We have.
But we digest.
Yeah, some of y'all have to do a lot of Zoom meetings, and my God, I'm sorry for you.
Amen. Like, that's how, they're all 30 minutes long, at least.
Every one of them 30 minutes long, because, if you take the time to set up a Zoom, you have to spend 30 minutes on it for some damn reason.
And it's that, it's also like, okay, if they're 30 minutes, if you work an 8-hour day, and you have to show that, you got to do 16 of them a day unless you take a lunch break, which, do you even get that working from home? Because you can sit there and eat. Unless you take the video portion off.
If I work from home, I probably would be naked at noon.
I know.
I'd be sitting on a Zoom call wearing a t-shirt and no britches, man. No undershorts, nothing. I'd just be Porky Pigging it naked from the waist down.
If you're a female that gets on Zoom calls and you don't have the video on, it's like, you don't have to explain anything to me. I would not either. I would not put on makeup to set her on. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I would not.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've done some of them with the video off just because I didn't want to sit there and nod my head in agreement when I didn't even really hear what you said.
Well, if you do one of those types of jobs where you have to do Zoom calls and go to meetings for work, you'll understand what I'm about to say here. Because of the pandemic and the rise of the Zoom meeting and working from home and all that, WFH, got to abbreviate, it seems like there are more meetings about things now that could just be an email.
It's the meme come to life.
We have to find a reason to meet, even though this could just as easily be one email, and that would be easy to do. Like, we just spent 30 minutes on a call. It could have been one email.
I could have read that meeting in 120 seconds, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Jimmy, excuse me.
Yeah.
Thought I was on a game show. Yeah, but anyway, guys, what did they do during in 1918 with the Spanish flu? What would have been the work from home status then? Because you didn't have Zoom and you didn't have internet. Like, did you telegram to work? I mean, you didn't work.
Right?
Yeah.
What,
I mean,
what happened
so
with that?
A lot of people had just had to work.
They had to, well, I
they
get
had to
that.
Go out and do their jobs. Because that's but
there was no opportunity.
That was
to work from home.
Budding industrial America. This is largely post-industrial America we live in 100 years later.
Well, you're right.
It's very different now for a big segment of the workforce. I have plenty of people listening to us still work at plants and factories and get out and go about town all day working. That's just how they do it. I'm glad they do it because I like that stuff and I don't want that to become a lost thing in our society. But a lot of people, more than ever, more and more every day, have jobs where you can work from home.
Yeah, you well in big cities, but also like in I guess the bigger cities in Japan. Like for the last 20 years, that's the way it's been. Is they build those stack communities where you don't even have to leave the block.
Yeah, you have everything you need right there, easy walking distance.
It's like very, downtown Greenville,
very convenient to you. It's like downtown Greenville till you want to go buy groceries and realize you need a car
or a credit card. Oh man, it's farm to table. Well, my Lord.
Yeah.
You saved gas. It should be cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no.
And y'all sure do think a lot of these things you made out of reclaimed wood. That means wood you found or stole somewhere.
Don't you hate on farmhouse decor?
Yeah.
I got a room.
I look, my dining table has a bench. I'm cool.
I don't have that. I have
you know, farmhouse tables always for some reason it has a bench or a pew.
Well, ooh, gross.
Yeah.
On a Coke can?
Yeah.
A pew.
Pew.
Oh, what? I thought you said a pew.
No, like church pew. Not pew.
Shout out Anita Hill.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm thinking of a silly little joke like that to say, and I totally forget the path we were on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we just I like
the working from home.
The working from home and the change that has happened in the world. I mean, you talk about change over 100 years from the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, really, when it was really kicking in and really just starting to reach these parts, and then to where we are now, where we're largely post-industrial at this point. That's what Jack Ma, the Alibaba guy, one of the reasons that he's been in hiding and just keeping a low profile is because he got bent over China's knee and spanked real good because he was talking about having an economy that throws back to the industrial age when we need to start working towards a post-industrial economy.
Right.
China didn't like that. None. Not
no.
Big.
That takes away their awesome factories that have apartments.
Exactly. That you pay for even if you don't live there.
Yeah.
But
it's like the old mills that we've talked about around here, textile mills.
But that's 100 years worth of change. I mean, I can look back at my life and think of plenty of things that have changed drastically in the last 30 or so years.
Your beard's looking nicer.
Thank you. It looks much better than it did when I was 6.
Yeah.
Filled in a lot since then.
I was talking about your top beard.
Oh, okay.
Not the bottom beard.
Well, both of them, as a matter of fact. But you know the most striking thing that I've been thinking about in my private time lately that has changed since I was a kid?
The thing that is this going to be something that is not very obvious? I mean, obviously it's not an internet thing, but this is something that we maybe even take for granted.
I bet people...
If you point it out, I know it's always... You always try to point out the made you think about it things.
I bet people about 25 and under won't realize how big a thing this was.
Air conditioning.
When we were kids.
Air conditioning.
No, we always had that. My parents, I come
but
from a family.
Window units, which sucked butt,
man,
dude.
You'd be 50 degrees in one room, hot as hell in the rest of the
I
house.
Know,
that one
right.
room was paradise.
Because those old mill houses were well made, but only to keep the heat or cold in that one room.
Well, the air was in that one room. It wasn't in them other rooms. Well, you'd have all the other doors shut. Now, the thing that I think people like 25 and under wouldn't understand from when we were kids growing up in the throughout the 80s and 90s is... When I was 5, 6 years old, it was very uncommon for people to keep dogs inside the house.
Oh, yeah.
Something I think about because I'm always hanging out with my two dogs in my house.
Sounds like a sitcom I'd watch.
My two dogs, man. It's great. I hang out with my two German Shepherds in my house all the time. It's my favorite thing to do is just hang out and pet dogs.
That speaks against what you just said you don't want to see go away, though. You want to see people get out and hustle and bustle and live life, but yet your favorite thing to do is to sit at home with your two dogs.
Well, it's a pandemic right now.
So your favorite thing to do right now
is not die.
Okay, I'm not trying
Look,
to poke
Look, I'm fat.
Holes
I don't need COVID, man.
I don't want you to get it, because then I probably would.
I know.
We kiss.
I can't afford to be on a ventilator. I got to make money and support my animals.
Well,
I'm a one-man operation. I don't have anybody to help me with them dogs. I got to stay healthy.
Just wanted to point out, whenever people might hear this in the future, what was going on during this time.
That's good to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what I'm talking about, too. Dogs were outside animals when we were growing up. Hell, most cats were when we were kids.
You know, is Samson and Delilah, my first two dogs, were in-home dogs, they would still, well, they would be dead now, but they would have lived a better life.
They'd be old as hell.
Those were my two dogs that, this was Poe Mill days. They were mutts. I have no clue what they would have even been. But we had a fence around our house, which very few houses then in that area had fences. That was like, ooh, you got a fence.
Yeah, we had one at Poe Mill. What's up?
Chain link. What's up?
We had 4-foot chain link fence all around the house.
Did you have a basketball goal?
I did. In the grass.
Did you have a above ground pool?
No, trampoline.
Yeah, me neither.
Trampoline.
You had a trampoline?
I had a jumpaline, man.
What'd you do? Did you get on it once? I'm kidding.
Oh, man, it was bad. By the time I got rid of that trampoline, all the springs were shot.
It was, you tramped on it too much.
Yep.
They were outside dogs, and we had the fence. That's probably why we had the fence, come to think of it.
Yeah, keep the dogs in the yard.
You had to open the fence to pull the car out of the yard.
Yep.
And I remember the dogs, my dad had opened the fence. The dogs ran right out, and I'm standing right there, and right in front of my face, both dogs, same time, hit by the same car, and obviously killed instantly.
Yeah, and that dude, that's what would happen with those outside dogs, is you open the gate, they're running like hell just to get out. And
it's like leaving the jail cell open. What are they going
to
do?
With my two inside dogs I have now, man, I open the door to the house. They're not trying to go anywhere. If we're outside the house, they're damn sure not trying to get more than 10 feet away from me.
Hey, watch your language.
They stay pretty much glued right to my general vicinity. They're not trying to run off, certainly.
Yeah.
But if I just kept them outside in the yard, anytime I opened the gate, they'd take off running because we wouldn't have the kind of relationship and bond we have because we spend all our time in the house together.
It was horrifying. I don't remember my age. I want to say 6 or 7. And then, you know, the later story was...
I saw one of my cats get hit, so I know what you're talking about.
By a car?
Yeah. It tore it in half.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. It was an old Firebird kind of car.
Maybe
a Camaro. It was primered out. It's hard to tell.
I can replay that memory in my head so many times. It was so traumatizing to me. But I remember at impact, I looked away. Like, I don't know the explosion of guts or tore in half or 4 or 5 pieces. I don't know. But the later story was that my dad put him in a... I'm laughing. I'm not getting teared up.
Yeah.
But my daddy just put him in a trash bag, and then went and dug a big hole in the backyard and buried them there.
Yeah.
Well, I had watched something about archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, like a fool, to get my daddy's shovel and go back there and dig up Samson and Delilah. Notice the trend on Bible names.
Yeah.
I didn't get to name them. They would have been Tom and Jerry.
You wanted to see about
Scooby and Scrappy.
Some bones or maybe even fossils. I wonder if they're fossils yet.
Not only that, Jim, I dug them up.
Might be fossils by now.
And then laid them out. And it wasn't perfect, but I laid them out almost like you would lay out a dinosaur bones had they existed.
Yeah. Try to reconstruct them as best you can.
Right. And, you know, you look at it now, and I see people look at me sideways when I tell that story and all that stuff, but it wasn't some kind of weird thing or like, you know, like a movie that probably a young Macaulay Culkin was in post Home Alone, but just...
Pagemaster.
It was just...
Good Son.
It was just... It
My Girl.
Kicked me in the science.
Oh, you're not a real
Good
movie.
Son is the one.
That's a good movie.
I watched that recently.
That's a good movie.
I'd seen it before, but it was traumatizing. And then... The lesson wasn't learned because my probably favorite dog, Rufus, was an outdoor dog.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we had, I've heard stories about one dog. It was a German Shepherd my dad had. His name was General Lee.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome to South Carolina. So General Lee was a big German Shepherd, and he lived outside. He had a little pen outside, like a kennel cage thing, and that's where he lived most of the time. And
then I love the word kennel now. It's like, because cage sounds bad.
It was pen.
Kennel sounds a little more.
Back then, I'm sure my parents called it a pen.
Pen.
Yeah, so then they got the chain link fence put in so he could run around the yard. But big, beautiful German Shepherd back then was an outdoor dog 100% of the time outside. And then later,
a dog's size was definitely a big deciding factor for sure.
Yeah,
way back when.
Back then, people might have a little dog in the house, but usually even those dogs were outside. But any dog who was in the house was a little bitty dog.
Yeah.
The first dog I remember having, because they got rid of General Lee because I don't know, they didn't want to take care of him anymore. But then my uncle's dog had puppies, mutt puppies that were part Chow and various other mixed breeds dog. But my dad insisted that I get one of those puppies because I'd never.
I love
had my
the
own
way you
dog
say before. Puppies.
Puppy.
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 Yeah. So he insisted I get one of those puppies. And that dog's, you know what that dog's name was?
Jerry the King Lawler.
General Lee. We had two dogs named General Lee when I was a kid.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if they were named after the car or the Civil War guy.
Looking
or
back now.
Well, the car was named after the Civil War guy, so I guess the Civil War guy.
Maybe it was just generally.
No,
like,
it was,
generally speaking.
It was General Lee.
General Lee?
My dad would shorten it to General.
General.
General, yeah. Not General. General.
Not the of insurance fame.
General, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so that dog was General Lee, and he was an outside dog, and anytime the fence got open, he'd run like hell. But
you ever have a cat named Francis Mary?
No. Never had a Swamp Fox cat. But then that's... That's one of the things that, see, people really resist change and they don't like change and they hate change. I guess it's kind of in our nature to resist and hate change because we're afraid of it, honestly. That's what it is. It's a
How are
thing.
You making this a social statement concerning inside and outside dogs?
Because it had to change somewhere. People were looked down on for having dogs in the house, and now that's one of the good changes society's seen since in the last 30 or so years. Where now dogs are... They stay in the house. They live in the house. And if you don't have your dog in the house, we look at you a lot worse than we used to look at people who did have dogs in the house. Because you used to get judged for being just kind of weird and or dirty people for having dogs in the house back when I was a kid. Now, if you have dogs outside the house, you're a piece of shit.
Well, look.
And you really are.
The progression is odd because you're right. It was the time where, like, the noble, rich, elite, powerful people kind of started that whole trend of having a dog, you know, inside the home.
Yeah, it started, domesticated dogs started with royalty.
But then you got
very wealthy people and then the rest of us.
You got people who, whatever, let them just pee and puke and doo-doo everywhere, whatever, and it kind of like brought it down. But look at the progression of how they were there, had it taken away from them,
yep.
And then all of a sudden, we're going to let you not only come back into the house, we're going to make a bar for you that you can go to with us.
Yeah.
You can't drink, though.
Yeah, we have dog bars and cat bars and make it so you can go to the patio of any restaurant.
Yes.
Man, even if there were, all right, when I was a kid, restaurants didn't really have patios around here. There was no patio option to eat. If you went downtown, you certainly didn't want to sit outside because you'd be homeless people spitting in your food. It was just, and pigeons crapping in it.
I was going to say, man,
mess.
That's why they get rid of the pigeons.
Yeah.
We were talking about that a while back.
That outdoor dining, didn't want pigeons just taking dumps all in it.
You didn't want to sit there and have a nice brioche bun covered in pigeon crap.
No, you didn't want that at all, man. Back then, it was, and now, back then, if you had a dog sitting at an outdoor patio at a restaurant, people would have refused to eat there. Now it's perfectly normal and nobody cares and it's cool because, hey, there's a dog. Let me pet it.
30 years ago, you said he better be blind.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're flying on airplanes.
Well, they're changing that, so you can't just take any dog on the airplane anymore.
Well, you know what?
Now it's got to be a real service dog.
That's one of those things why...
People took advantage of it.
You won't ever have utopia, where people will bring their goods and you just get what you want. Some son of a gun's going to go up there and he's going to take more unleavened bread than he needs.
You give people an inch, they're going to try to take a mile. It doesn't matter what it is. Unleavened bread, dogs on airplanes, First Amendment rights, whatever it is, they're going to abuse it to the point that they lose it. Doesn't matter what it is. But, again, there have been some positive changes since we've grown up, or while we were growing up. I mean, to me, one of the biggest ones that strikes me, because I love dogs, is being able to have dogs in the house now. Man, I wanted a dog in the house so bad when I was a kid to be my buddy. And now I got two, and it's awesome. That's the damn best.
I know. You know, I was
Didn't
thinking
you want
back...
to bring dogs in the house when you were a kid?
Oh, I did. I did. And... I got whoopings. It was a whooping, by God.
It was a whooping.
It was a belt.
Ass whooping.
Don't judge my mama.
That's another thing that's changed for the better.
Look at the way it shapes me.
We don't beat kids the way we used to. Some people say it's worse, but I think less violence
is better.
I still,
when she says, Matthew, I still duck.
Yeah.
And she's 2 miles away from me.
Yeah.
Two thoughts. One, back over Christmas, I live up in TR, Northern Greenville County. It's close to the mountains, but right at the foothills of it. It's like, hey, that's $1 million house next street over. That's who knows in today's economy, $150,000 house.
Trust me, I'm about to move to Easley.
It's about to go on.
Yeah, there's some houses that look like they cost $1 million on that road and a trailer park. That's how it goes around here.
I love my dog.
Not a nice trailer park, old rundown one.
I have a, well said, I have a mini golden doodle. His name's Bear. It's the sweetest he's getting a little barky now, but he's
first
just,
name's Fozzie.
Yeah, that's a point we need to erase from history. But I love that dog, and my perceptions changed. But I also was a child and not being able to make the house rules. I surely would have let Rufus come in the house.
Absolutely.
Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, kids would have. It's the parents who didn't want to. Kids are good people. Parents, not always.
Back, it wasn't this most recent freeze, but here right around Christmas time, it was real, real cold, and we were going out for one of our highfalutin brunches. And I'm saying that just for your benefit.
I think it was $60.
It was not. It was $38.
It wasn't even full. $60, you weren't even full. But
it was $38, and I had to take a dump there.
What'd you do, take a flask with you?
No.
Okay.
I know the bartender.
You know me and brunch, man. We just ain't friends.
You call it a late breakfast, he's fine with it. You call it brunch, and he's like, ugh.
Well, I either want to eat breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning or lunch at 11:30. I don't want to eat both at 2 in the afternoon. At 2 in the afternoon, I've already done a bunch of stuff, and I'm ready for a nap. I'm an old man.
Whatever.
But anyway, you were going to brunch.
No. I'm just trying to remember what it was. And so it was real, real cold, almost to the point of, God, man, like, turn the seat warmers on. And a couple streets over, not in my neighborhood, whatever, there's this dog that is kept outside. He has a dog house, but he's on a chain with a little bit of length on it, and you can tell he's an old, looks like an old hunting dog.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's used for hunting, but it seems to be. But that morning, he was just howling in cold pain, like mm-hmm. the kind of shudder. Oh,
hunting dogs are very vocal, especially when they're not happy with something.
And man, it was like I almost wanted to go over there and make sure like he didn't get his leg caught in a trap or something.
Cut his ass loose. Do him a favor.
I was just like, boy, living it versus talking about it. I can remember where I didn't necessarily. And I attribute it to the loss of life with my early pets.
Yeah.
And not wanting to give my love to another dog because another car is going to snatch it. It truly.
Absolutely.
But I was like, God, that poor dog. I want to go over there and cut those chains.
Yeah.
You know? I would have got shot.
Probably would have, yeah. But, and that's the sad thing is when somebody has a dog chained up outside, it's supposed to be against the law, but nobody bothers to enforce that law, at least not in these parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Even where they've changed laws in the last few years to make it illegal, where it wasn't before, that law is not enforced. If there's an animal in danger, you call animal control. Odds are, and this isn't one county.
No, this manpower.
This is the general upstate of South Carolina where we live. If there's a problem with an animal, you call animal control. They tell you to call the sheriff's department. You call the sheriff's department. They tell you to call animal control. And it's just a big cycle, and nobody's doing anything to help these animals except people who are risking getting shot to go save them out of somebody's yard before they freeze to death.
That's usually what it is. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
It really is.
Yeah, with Rufus, he was a Doberman mix with a Doberman. What was the big dog? I can't remember.
Doberman's
talking
pretty
about
big.
Him. So a Doberman and a whatever. But he's a mutt dog as well.
Yeah, big fella.
But he was outside, and it wasn't, you know, I'm not thinking poorly of my parents, but I just remember going outside when it was so cold and feeling for him. But I remember that he ate canned dog food. And when my dad would go open the, you would hear him starting to bounce around outside.
Yeah.
Like he associated that, man. It was like so heartwarming, but only if they'd let him come in.
Yeah, if only he didn't have to spend his time
what
outside.
What did it take?
Man, dogs are very social animals, and I don't know how it changed. I don't know what.
I know.
What did it?
Christmas commercials, $19 a month. Save these dogs.
Might have been.
It always runs near the end of the year when everybody either needs to get some tax credits or they're feeling wholesome and charitable. That those commercials will always air at the end of the year when they know people are going to be a little more giving. And you see those dogs shuddering because they're so cold. And it's like, for only $19 a month?
Yeah.
Yes, we could have saved some time and money and maybe some lives had we brought those dogs and cats into the van with us. But no, we needed to film this first. And I think that's where that and...
But that didn't permeate with me, obviously, so I don't know if that permeated enough to make all that change.
I
forgot that existed until you just reminded me.
Well, you didn't watch Christmas commercials. No,
I was mainly into toys.
I'm just saying from my point of view, that's where it takes a physical seeing something.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear, oh, the dogs are cold. I'd hear them whimpering, but to see them dogs shaking. No, I didn't donate the $19 a month, but it changed my way of thinking.
It was a lot of money back then.
Still is today.
Still is now, because back then you didn't have cell phone bills and streaming services
OnlyFans
to pay for
whatever.
The same salary you make now.
Sure.
And OnlyFans bills.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you said it. Yeah, we get lost in the, I use the example on the Rise Guys morning show on 93.3, the planet we do each morning, that off of last week's After Hours with the Rise Guys, so many people were talking about the show way down the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
I got a cough. There was
Matt's got it.
No, I don't.
Plague.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
So many positive, tweets and emails and all this stuff. And then there was one guy who said it was off the mark. We totally missed whatever it was.
I hope he likes this one.
And I harped on it, like in my mind, thinking, God, what was it? Why is it that we always sit here and, at least with me, and I'm trying to be more self-aware of it, but all the positive, but the one comes in just kind of takes away all the positive.
But that's how we look at anything. Even
that's the example.
The way the world has changed. People focus on the negative ways the world has changed,
yes,
instead of the positive ways.
That's
like
exactly
we're better to animals now than we used to be.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Another positive way the world has changed that I'll hit you with real quick?
Mm.
I enjoy seeing people take advantage of the nice things they have access to. And I say that because I know you'll identify with this. This hit me the other night.
I have access to nothing.
I was laying on the couch. But what I'm about to say, you'll identify with because you have a great story. My grandparents had a nice place out in Townville, South Carolina, home of the Powerpuff Girls.
Lovely there.
Somebody's laughing at that right
mm-hmm.
now. But they're out there like a mile off Lake Hartwell, out in the country, man. Back then.
Near Cityburg.
Back then, it was really out in the country. What, the Dollar General, there was little McAdams Grocery, and that was it in Townville. That was the only business in town besides the post office and two churches and an elementary school. But it literally was one business in the entire town of Townville. I mean, it was just country as hell.
What are we going to call this place?
But my grandparents had a nice place out there, and it had this nice big master bathroom with two sinks in it, which back then, first time I'd ever seen that. I mean, it wasn't like it is now. Uh-huh. But they had two sinks in the bathroom. Fancy, right? This is a real master bathroom.
Yeah.
The toilet's in its own little room. First time I'd ever seen that in the world. A nice shower in there. You can, like, walk in shower stall.
You know what's crazy?
They never used that damn bathroom in my entire life that I saw or knew of.
They never used it?
They never did. They'd always go to the other end of the house to use the regular-ass little normal bathroom where it's a sink and a toilet and a shower all kind of side-by-side.
Did they both have IBS or something?
No, they just never used that nice bathroom, man. I mean, they also had showers, including a walk-in shower, but did they take a shower? No, they took a bath in the tub in about 1/100th of an inch of water.
Did they have vinyl coverings on their couches?
No, they just never sat in them. They each had a recliner they sat in, and they had a couch that nobody ever sat on for my entire life. I sat on it a few times and when I was a kid, but nobody ever sat on that couch. I mean, you go sit on it right now, it's a brand new couch.
It's that thing of what's the point of having it? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like we were aggravating Fatboy from our morning show, the producer.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain that. You know who he is. But he collects the pop vinyls, and he takes them out, which goes against the collecting hobby or whatever. But he's like, well, what the hell am I going to do with them in the box?
Yeah. But those people who came along during and after the Great Depression had Fat Boy's mindset, even though he was born in the 80s.
Yeah. My grandma and grandpa had a certain couch, and it was my grandmother's grandmother's. So what would that make it? My great-greats?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was made on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it was like a Victorian style thing, and it was covered. But you could sit on it, but you dare not eat on it. You know, have some food,
no.
or whatever.
Back then, people did not eat in the living room. That generation, they
TV
ate,
man,
they did
TV,
not eat
TV it. Dinner.
I mean,
changed it.
That generation, the grandparents and the great grandparents, they didn't eat in the damn living room. They would, if they're watching the race, they'd wait till the race is over and then go eat. They're not going to eat in the living room. They're going to eat anything in front of the TV.
What's a rerun?
Yeah.
Well,
is that guy on that show?
Yeah, that guy. Same grandparents, though. They're the ones with, God, I've said this story a dozen times.
The dirty bathwater story. I don't think you ever told it on this show, though.
Well, my grandparents, this is Mary's, my mother's, that would make them my maternal.
Mm-hmm.
They were ones that literally got married at 13 and 14 years old.
Yeah.
My grandpa, they got married a year later, bought a house,
mm-hmm.
and my grandpa started farming.
It's crazy how little houses used to cost. They used to be real cheap. Now nobody can afford them.
Well, I attribute it to either them being cheapskates or just suffering through a time of save everything because you don't know what tomorrow brings. But yes, when me and my sister Angel, the golden child, would spend the night at Nanny and Papa's house, there was no shower, by the way, now that I think about it. There was no shower. It was just a bathtub.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's when I point out that my grandparents actually had showers, two of them in the house that they'd never used because they just wanted to take a tub bath. And again, about 1/100th of an inch of water in that damn tub. You couldn't even get wet.
See, that's something that almost like struck from history as a bathroom that you would, and, you know, not just a hallway bathroom, but an actual full bath that didn't have a shower in it.
By the time I got old enough to grow hair on my ass, but then I sat down in the tub, all the water got soaked right up. That's how little water these people would use to take a bath.
Now they got these wands they can sit there and rub under their armpits. And
Everybody always had that matted down hair because you couldn't rinse all the soap out of it because you didn't have enough water?
I'd always not get it. My arms were too short and my back was too thick. Whatever. I couldn't ever get all the water off, and then I'd get all scratchy later.
Yeah, itchy and dry skin.
I had all dry.
Yeah.
Scum.
Yeah, just because you didn't have, apparently we didn't have enough water to take a bath, but we did anyway.
You know, there was a time when
y'all recycled, though.
Men brought home the bacon and women cooked, and it was a sad time in America.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when they both bring home the bacon as she cooks.
My grandparents brought home sausage because grandpa's cousin slaughtered hogs.
Oh.
Make damn good sausage, too.
Rock on, Jimmy.
Damn good Mac Adams sausage. Y'all from Townville, you probably had some.
Yeah, but I can look at it and say it was misogynist,
mm-hmm.
okay, talking about wands. They would draw a bath, and this was with me and my, so there's four people, Nanny, Papa, Matthew, Angel. Papa would go take his bath.
Yeah.
Papa.
He was a maintenance man.
Say again?
He was a maintenance man,
He was
correct?
A maintenance man at Furman University, head maintenance guy.
Yeah,
he
okay.
had the hands, if he had just washed his hands 50 times, you still saw his, it's like he just did a handprint, like he got arrested, like you'd see the grease, that would just, it was part of his hand.
And sure wasn't about to spring for some lava soap to get him clean.
It wasn't invented yet.
Yeah, okay.
Only NASA had it.
Okay.
It was like Tang.
They didn't have pumice stones yet. It's the weirdest thing.
So,
those were only discovered in 1990.
It was in Egypt. Well, yeah, my grandpa would flip out if they had pet eggs back then.
Mm-hmm.
But so Papa would take his bath and then get out and dry off. And then Nanny would then go.
Mm-hmm.
Same bath water.
Same water.
This was, I ain't going to say that's gross. It's before women were trimming. And then I don't remember for sure because I know that I know life prior to Angel, but I always feel like I went last.
Which is,
I think sometimes Angel bathed with Nanny because Angel was younger and probably couldn't bathe herself.
Yeah,
but I was generally speaking always last.
Getting in that gray water,
dude. It's a color gray that I can only associate with brain matter.
Yeah, it's gray.
It's
water.
It's like elephant gray. It's like brain gray.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
man.
Like Jean Grey.
Yeah, I see that sometimes when I wash dishes, because the rental house I've been living in for the last 6 years, it's really kind of crappy. The sinks in the kitchen don't work well. Like, the pipes don't even fit right, so that it's very prone to leaking. So I had to get those like rubber silicone stoppers. You just kind of lay over the hole and then pour water in it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you got to drain it real slow, or it's going to leak like hell in the cabinet. But anyway, one of the stoppers I have is gray. So when I get done washing dishes, the water has that gray tint to it against the white porcelain. That reminds me so much of dirty ass bathwater.
Does it make you think of my grandma?
It does. It does. Makes me think of your grandpa's bathwater.
Just like it never dawned on me truly till I got into radio, where whatever year ago it was, we were talking about, I think, depression kids. You know, the kids that survived the depression or lived through it or whatever. And it kind of dawned on me, and I shared that story. And only then was everybody's reaction that it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
What all I was bathing in, and how dirtier I was when I got out.
Yeah, you certainly weren't any cleaner. Now, the thing about my grandparents' place, like I said, they had showers, right? And they just didn't use them because they'd take a bath in the tub. Right. The only place I ever saw them take a shower was the bathhouse at a campground you didn't have a tub. You had to take a shower. So
you
they
know
did.
What you're leading the witness right now with that.
Well, we'll get there. But now, I imagine that big master bathroom suite they had in that place
they
had.
Didn't use.
Now, this place, I didn't realize it until I was about 12, but it was a double wide. I had no idea it was a mobile home, because the way they worked on it, it didn't seem like a mobile home, didn't look like one, wasn't vinyl sided like every mobile home I'd ever seen.
Have lattice at the bottom?
No, it was all done up, man. I mean, nice. It did not look like a mobile home to me as a kid who had lived in trailers and mobile homes at different points up to that time. Yeah. But I imagine that big, nice master bathroom was a selling point for them to buy the house. So they buy the place, never use that bathroom that had to be a selling point to buy it. Never used it. I mean,
that's why I pay HOA fees now. I didn't go to the pool last year.
Like, I think they'd use it because they slept in that big bedroom. I think they'd go in there and like put their teeth in a cup of water in there, soaking their teeth overnight.
Flashback city.
Yeah, because everybody had false teeth in that generation. So they'd go put their false teeth in the cup in there. They might do their makeup and that kind of stuff in there. Well, Grandma would. Grandpa didn't wear makeup then. He wasn't a drag queen.
only for the fundraiser at the church.
Yeah, not my grandpa. No way in hell. But outside of Grandma doing her makeup in there, that's about the only use that big bathroom ever got. And I know they had, oh, this is nice. We're going to enjoy this. And they never enjoyed it their whole lives. I enjoyed people who take advantage of the nice things they have in life.
It's like, I'll give you an example. Like,
these people were afraid to drive their cars, by the way. They hated to put miles on their cars.
Oh, without question. And my grandmother, because she wanted to, she had had a friend of hers that, you remember back in the day, where you would have the sedans that would have the speakers in the back window, and have upholstery there. Friend of hers, the sun had melted the upholstery, and it looked crappy. So she'd put towels.
Yeah.
And it looked stupid as shit. It was so dumb. It muffled the sound. I couldn't hear super ooper.
Yeah, my grandma always did the same thing. And by God, if you got in the back seat of her car, she had at one point like a 92 Crown Vic, and before that she had a nice kind of sporty late 80s Oldsmobile she had before that. But if you got
in the brick of a car,
you got in the back seat of her car to ride somewhere, by God, you were sitting on a beach towel. They were always covered with blankets or beach towels or something, but you never sat on the upholstery in any of those cars.
Did you accidentally piss her back seat?
Yeah, never.
It just somebody
wasn't going to either, because there was always, there was never to be any wear and tear or use of anything anybody ever had.
It's like, I get pride of ownership. Like, I have, we don't have to go into details. I have a certain pair of tennis shoes that when I do wear them, I will get these. They're not the ones I'm wearing. These are about to be in grass cutting shoes.
Yeah.
But a
couple months.
About
March.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it'll start up about March, man.
Well, and then I will, after I take them off, generally speaking, I will clean them. And Caitlin, my fiance, or maybe wife when you hear this, she kind of, busts my balls about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I will. A, there's some resale value maybe in the future. And B, like, they cost money and I want them to look nice. But I'm enjoying them. I'm stomping around on them. I'm walking back and forth to the bathroom and the kitchen.
Hey, it's good to have some nice things that you take care of. But there's taking care of it, and then there's putting those shoes on a shelf and looking at them instead of wearing them.
Oh, man. Yeah. Amen to that. Look, in a Lucite acrylic display.
You got the tags on them still because you're never going to wear them. They're still linked together with a piece of plastic or a little metal chain, however they come.
Yeah. Hey, see, that's Jordan. That's one of Jordan's shoes from the finals. Oh, can I touch it? Hell no!
No!
Here's these gloves.
Yeah.
It's a lesson that was learned, and I think that here's another thing along the timeline of the Depression kids that brought forth baby boomer babies.
Mm-hmm.
That created a lot of... oh, God, it just left my head. Hoarders.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Because it's like those parents, my grandparents, your grandparents, told their kids, you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You should compost this. You should save that. There might be a ration on cardboard, whatever it may be.
Yep.
Bury your money. Don't trust the banks, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's where you get hoarders.
Yeah, hoarders came from that. I grew up
in antique American pickers.
I spent a lot of time with my great aunt who was born in the early 20s. She remembered being a kid in the Depression. She remembered that and growing up in that, and she didn't throw things away. Always like, man, I'm talking about when we cleaned out the cabinets, we were throwing away cans of vegetables from the 70s, brother.
Ain't fanny.
And this is in the 90s. But yeah, it's just that it either produced hoarders, like you say, or people on the other end, kind of like my parents, who were outright wasteful with the way they would throw anything away. I'll just buy it again later. But it's cast iron skillet. I mean, just keep it. I'll just buy another. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll just buy another one when I need one. We're going to use paper plates and plastic forks because we just see how much waste we can create.
Yeah.
So it went to one extreme or the other. Either you were a hoarder or you would throw away perfectly good things. Just, I'll buy another one.
But but now you get some good some positive intention on recycling. But I like, Lord, if you hear this, I'm not going to say your name, but don't be mad at me. I'm just using it as an example, and it's not Caitlin, but somebody that I know is really into recycling, but half their garage is compressed cardboard boxes.
Hey, those come in handy because I'm about to move, Dick.
Well, I got a line on them if you need them.
Thanks, man.
But it's like... Kayla and I used to have a laundry bin that was our Goodwill donation. Stuff, I'm not going to wear this anymore, put in the donation. And it started to billow over. And I'm like, when are we going to take this to Goodwill?
Yeah.
When is this guy or girl going to take all that and recycle? You probably are not.
Probably not, never.
You probably are not because it's going to lead to hoarding. But it's positive. It's good intention.
It is. It is. Like me deciding to recycle all those cardboard boxes was good intentions. And then I didn't ever take them, so then I got more and more piled up. But now, hey, I'm going to move, so it's going to be good to have now.
You could have made a big fort with all those.
I will after I move.
Yeah.
Actually, I won't make a fort. I'll have a whole new house.
Well, buy a couple refrigerators. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're running a little low on time, but I'll work this one in, too, something that has changed since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was born in 1984. I was born in December of 84, the tail end of 84. You remember.
Yeah, Van Halen.
Some of my earliest memories are...
Of course you were born in 1984. Wow, that just hit me like a ton of bricks, George Orwell.
Of course, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people were, though. There are millions of us.
Wow.
Millions of us.
Let's not go that far.
Born in 84.
Yeah.
But
but you, of all people, have been the king of Orwell.
Yeah, I love some Orwell. Animal Farm.
Yeah.
But...
Peck.
Oh yeah, I love Orville Peck.
Orville sex.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. I'm sorry.
Redenbacher's popcorn. I love popcorn. Hush.
Turn my mic off.
Man, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I remember the first time I tried to go up to the old Hess station by downtown Greenville.
Oh man.
First time I stopped there with my dad and I walked up to the window because it was the one where you walk up to you're always outside. You never go inside the store.
And you could not pay at a pump. That wasn't a thing.
No, you just walk up to the little window and
can I get 10 on number 5?
Pay through the tray. If you're buying something from inside, he'll pass it to you through the tray. Yeah. So I went up there to buy my dad's pack of cigarettes, which I'd done.
How old were you?
4 or 5, which I'd done many times in the past. Going up there with a $5 bill to buy his pack of cigarettes. By the way, back then, $5 bill, you'd get change back buying cigarettes. Name brand.
What is I have no clue. What does a pack of cigarettes cost?
Name brand, about $6.
Christ,
even here in the South.
What is a carton?
About $60.
I can remember, and this is, I'm not going to say that you'll think it's toward you, but.
Name brand.
I can remember every week as a kid going to the grocery store, my dad buying it was on the grocery list, a carton of Vantage.
Yeah.
And I think it was only $20 then, though.
Yeah, it probably was.
Wow.
But I remember the first time I went up there to try to buy my dad cigarettes, and they told me they couldn't sell them to me.
Because you were only 4 or 5 years old?
I was 4 or 5 years old, and all of a sudden you can't, no, I can't sell them to you at all, even if they're for your dad who's standing right over there at the gas pump.
Did he not wave to him and say, yeah, hand gesture for smoking, me?
Yeah, and as this went on, he was waving progressively more pissed off because he's about to have to walk 20 feet to buy his own cigarettes.
Oh, man.
You be careful.
You get workman's competition.
I'm down. But yeah, it's
Did he pull a gun on him?
No, he didn't. He didn't try to shoot anybody. He just went and bought his own cigarettes. But he was inconvenienced by it. He thought it didn't make any sense.
It's a convenience store, not an inconvenience store. He's four. He's not gonna smoke.
I'm not gonna smoke them. Clearly, I don't have money. I'm not trying to smoke them. I'm obviously buying them for my dad. Why else would I be here?
You know, somebody said recently they don't make candy cigarettes anymore. Bull crap.
I've seen them. Yeah.
I saw them
I've
over.
Seen them recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, kids are going to like that. They're going to start smoking cigarettes.
But I guess that's another positive way the world has changed since we were kids is that, you know, you can't send a 3-year-old to buy your cigarettes anymore.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. Now it's if they don't look, I think they tell them, hey, if they don't look at least 25, card them.
You're supposed to card everybody now. It's just
that's offensive.
Mask wearing age. You don't. I haven't been carded since COVID happened, man. Not for anything I've tried to buy. Nobody's, hey, can I see your ID? I'm wearing a mask.
Yes, that's a great example. I told you, I think, the story where I was wearing, this was an outdoor, I'll tell you, what is it, Murphy, USA, where it's outside.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Reminds you of the old Hess station.
Yeah, and I had on sunglasses and the mask, so literally I'm ears, and I'm wearing a ball cap, so I'm a set of ears walking up there.
A little bit cheek.
And, you know, I was buying some dip. That dip. Yes, I'd like some Skull Straight, please. And she said, need your ID, I get it, got to scan the thing or whatever. And she said, can you take your glasses off? And I said, is there anything else you want me to take off? I didn't say that. I said, what about the mask? Like, no, leave the mask on.
Yeah, I'll leave the mask on. I would have said, I'm not supposed to be touching my face right now or my glasses at the moment.
Well, I mean, there's that. But the fact that the story I was going to say is, you know, back when, you know, everybody was going out and going to bars and stuff.
What, last weekend around here?
Shh, you don't make me look bad. You don't know when they're going to be listening to this. It wasn't last weekend, but I think about this. Kaylin, my fiance, is a little bit younger than me and looks way younger than me. And we'll go to a bar and she'll order a drink. I order a drink. They'll card her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at me.
Just make you feel like crap. Make you feel like a creepy old man.
There's two ways. Either they will card me and I think they're just trying to make me feel good. Or, well, there's a B to that. Or they're dumb. And then the
or they're dumb.
Well, they're like, oh, are you kidding me? You can't tell that I'm 21? Like,
I know,
what?
Man.
Or even the 25-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is,
how do I not look 21? Come on. This weathered face, really?
Come on, man.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Or they don't card me at all. And then Kaylin will even give me a little eye glance. And I'm like, don't read into that. Don't you be thinking about what people think. It makes me feel like crap.
Make you feel like a creepy old man?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to affect the tip. I'm kidding about that. It's one thing that...
It might.
I will. That's one thing. That's a good example. My dad was... Jimmy, speak to this. Was such a gentle soul, such a sweet person.
He tipped like my daddy, though.
Yes. You knew exactly what I was going to say.
But then I think back on that, man. All the time
it was
said,
the standard.
My dad's $1 or $2 tip. Well... If we went out to get meat and three in 1992 at like the Dixie or
be honest, you got meat and fours.
By the way, we had a dog named General Lee, and our favorite restaurant was the Dixie.
Uh-huh.
How are you? Welcome to the South. Or we'd go to like Stack's Original or something, and we'd get meat and threes or fours. But the total bill would be like $12 or $13. So a $2 tip was sufficient, really.
Sure. Yeah. My dad.
Percentage wise, he was fine with that. And if the service sucked, it was $1. But if the waitress was good looking, it was $2.
We're a product of our environment and the way we're raised. And you know, I sometimes say, let's give pre-internet generations a pass on certain things. Not certainly everything, but some things. But
our other favorite restaurant was the Little Rebel. Anyway, don't give them a pass.
Is this when you lived on White Horse Road?
Yeah. Give them a pass on certain things, but not other things. I'm sorry.
My dad was, if he got good service, it was a $1 to $2 tip. If something went awry, it was a no-dollar tip.
Yeah.
If it was a bill, let's say it was one of those I'll just give you an example, like a Kanpai of Tokyo, which that was a special event dinner.
I didn't know those places existed until I was 12 or 13.
Okay.
I didn't know hibachi was a thing until I was 12 or 13. Our idea of fancy was Ryan's with my grandparents.
Right. Or like a steak and ale.
Actually, our idea of fancy was country old chomping and stomping.
That was always.
After Pope folks closed down.
Always a $5
tip. $5 tip.
Doesn't matter if the bill was $100.
And Kanpai it was. For like a whole family at Kanpai, it was probably close to $100 even back then.
It was a fiver.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're thinking about the dude that's sitting there making SpongeBob out of the rice is getting tipped out
of
that.
Boy, if he was making SpongeBob back then, he was psychic.
Well, he was making a rice, Kool-Aid Man.
Or Kool-Aid Man and Smurfs and stuff.
Making the California raisins out of rice.
Yeah. Hey, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? I got peppers that are orange and red. Please don't say Leonardo because I don't have any blue food.
Look, Matthew, that rice is supposed to be Michael Jackson's glove.
Oh, it's Prince's hair.
Oh, what my daddy called Michael Jackson. There's another one. No free pass on that one.
Yeah, another thing that's gotten better.
Yeah, that and the seat belts and all that stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to get it. Dude, I want to talk about that. My dad was so mad about it, but we'll save it for the next episode. How mad my dad was when the seat belt law started.
How mad was your dad when they said you can't drink beer driving?
Dude, I bet he was pissed because again, this is South Carolina. I think that law became a law in this state in 1981 or 1983.
Okay.
It hasn't been a long time. I mean, barely longer than I've been alive if we had the open container law.
Don't Google it between now and next
week. I won't.
And do me a favor.
I'll forget.
Somebody listening, remind me that when we get to going on this tangent next week or next episode, that you remind me to tell you the story about how my dad had worked a double shift and his friend gave him one of them funny cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun story.
That'll be fun, too, man.
Member berries, man. We just picked a few and we're going to lay some to the side and eat them next week. I don't know.
Yeah, don't always resist change. A lot of times change is good. A lot of times change is for the best. Not always, but a lot of times.
Cha-cha-cha.
Changes. That's all we can do, legally.
Yeah, I know. We'll get busted for that.
Yeah.
Episode 21. Wow. The symbolism there.
Yeah.
21.
We got to wait a year to do another one so you can do that again.
No, I meant talking about drinking age and getting carding and
stuff.
I thought
you meant because of the year.
Yeah. Episode 21 of After Hours. I don't remember what year it is anymore. Who knows? After Hours with the Rise Guys, thank you so much for listening. Do us a favor and please, I don't know where you're listening to this, but and don't smash it. Be gentle. Like it and share it and retweet it. If you're going to retweet all these memes and all these hurtful things, funny things, whatever.
You talking to me?
Throw us a bone if you would.
Yeah, please retweet it, share it around. If you enjoy it, let people know you like it. If you hate it, keep your mouth shut.
We're really, really growing in the trucker community. I'm not even going to make a joke with that. Like, truckers are looking for stuff like this, so share it with the trucker nation.
Yeah, just tell people. If you like it, tell people about it. We're easy to find. We just want people to listen because that's how we get paid for this.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening. Episode 21 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine Man. I'm just regular Nine, not Nine Man.
Yes, thank you. That's my gimmick. We'll see you back here next week. See y'all.
Bye.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.